Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. So, as you know, we talked about the concept of happiness in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And we got to this point that we have two different categories of happiness, as Brother Dawood mentioned. And the first one is superficial happiness, and the other one is the self-satisfaction within yourself. But here, I want to open another door. If we imagine that we have two these categories of happiness, but still there is something missing here. You know,
right.
Another thing which I think is the main happiness, you know, I think the other two categories is somehow the definitions that we are making in this world. They are some materialistic. And another level of happiness is related to the satisfaction of God, you know. We need a kind of higher level of connection with someone which is higher than us to feel we have something. To just not to feel empty. And I think this is the real happiness, which we have to relate it to God.
The way you phrased it, I will never agree with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why? Because the way you phrased it is precisely how an atheist would target theists.
Thank you to make me an atheist.
Right? No. I'm saying this is precisely how atheists would target theists.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? Most of the theists who are dependent in their satisfaction on another
person.
Higher being are out of two people. Either they are lacking the motivation, they do not want to go through the struggle of life, they want to ignore the struggle of life, they don't want to face the realities of life, and what they do they resort to a higher being for their satisfaction, and they label this as sort of an escapism from reality. And secondly, it's just people who have no achievement in the world, nothing in the world, and what they say is, well, you know, I've got nothing. At least I've got heaven. So they've got nothing in this world, right? So if you're like, listen, for me to not feel empty, I have to have a higher being. If you phrase it like that, then
it's gonna be targeted.
You know, and it's rightfully so. If we phrase it like that and we target it, it's rightfully so. We have the right to be targeted if we phrase it like that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, well, you know, because I'm hollow, I need a God. Well, no.
So that could be the right phrase. Let's keep it
all right,
after a short break. Thank you, dear listeners. Welcome back. We were talking about the right phrasing of just needing not to be empty. Yeah, brother.
Right. So what I'm saying is what we need to do at the first step is identify what you feel.
Yeah.
Identify. Not saying that what you said was wrong, right? But we need to identify the fact that how long does the sense of satisfaction that is seen in the world as sought after last. So we need to dissect that kind of satisfaction in the first place, right? If you wanted a degree, you wanted your PhD, for example. Brother Dawood wanted his PhD, right? He's achieved it now. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That sense of satisfaction or achievement that you had, right? not for anyone else, for yourself, even for yourself, right? You wanted a PhD for yourself to gain knowledge in, for example, what? Quantum physics, you understand, right? You got it, now what? How long does that sense of achievement last? Now, if that doesn't last long, right, usually it doesn't, it might last for a year. And I'm being extravagant over here, saying that a degree causes you a year of happiness, right? If it's not connected to other things, for example, you got your degree and as a result of your degree, you got a job which got you a Ferrari. No, I'm not saying that. Just the degree itself. Mm-hmm. How long does the effect of achievement in that degree last? Doesn't last a year. As I said, at most a year, say 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Why? The question is, I'm going to throw out an open question over here. Why is it? Nah, this is how we put forth.
Yeah, you know, I got it.
Why? Why is it that these kinds of achievements that often people spend lifetimes seeking, the achievements, these yeah. happiness, this happiness is as temporary as a few years.
Yeah.
Why?
Doesn't last long.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Why?
So why is it like that? It means that, I mean, it's something better. You know, maybe I'm phrasing it in a way that may seem like kind of confusing and confounding, but the meaning is that we need something higher and more permanent and something which lasts longer, you know, and it will define happiness in a better way. And the thing which I want to go through is the relation of the religion we have, especially Islam, and the happiness, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to lead us more towards the meaning of happiness and the answer of the question you actually mentioned, why. So let's answer this question, why, related to the Islamic content and concept of happiness. Yeah, Brother Dawood?
Yes, we have just one true sense of happiness, but it can or it may have many forms or manifestations. Like probably someone who feels like he gets a degree and that degree would remain a kind or a level of happiness for him. However, it doesn't last long, as you mentioned, my brother. You said you have to identify your feeling, you have to identify yourself to realize what sort of happiness. Happiness is an end, perhaps, to me, personally speaking. And I feel like my education is a means to reach that end, because from the Islamic point of view, I always feel like, because of my family religious background, I was raised in a religious family where my mom mostly was teaching me the concept of happiness is within my spiritual uplifting. Knowing yourself or knowing oneself is knowing Allah or God. You know, you feel spiritually elevated or exalted in case you grasp the real sense of happiness. And this is to be in peace with you. How can you remain peaceful within you? It is the time when you are feeling spiritually elevated. And this is the real sense of happiness. But
no, actually, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. That's actually a very good point. You know why? Because a lot of people who are atheists have a problem with this. Right? And I think I'm going to straight. You guys are jealous, atheists out there. You guys are jealous. Why? Because they don't have this kind of satisfaction that religious people do. They're like, oh, look at these people living in their own bubble, not worried about anything, you know? And why are you being so bothered, right? Because they see that satisfaction that they've been craving for and yet failed to achieve. And some average guy, average Joe, with nothing in his hand in terms of worldly properties, achievements, is like twice or thrice as happy as any person who's not.
I know you have a nice point of view that you're telling me that you're jealous of this because they cannot achieve it. Sometimes even we as, I don't know, some just simple individuals, we feel like maybe our way is somehow imaginary. You know what I mean? I mean that their kind of acts and tellings from this jealousy will mislead us. You know, it's like, you know, we are some kind of religious people that we find this happiness in some spiritual parts of our aspects of our life, you know? And when they underestimate it in a bad way, and we know
What's underestimated?
the people that cannot find this happiness in spiritual aspects, you know, and they will underestimate us, and we may feel lost for a moment even. And I think this feeling is, we have to work on that, you know. Sometimes, as you told, you have a kind of family background, as Brother David mentioned, you know. Sometimes we have to delete this family background, and we have to look through it ourselves, you know. And we have to step in this road to find the real happiness, you know what I mean? I mean that if this spiritual sense that you have is something that you are coping from someone, it's not going to work. You have to find it yourself. This is what I mean. And as
find
you told, they mean
the happiness.
Yeah, the happiness, the spiritual happiness. Sometimes you just feel a connection with God because you were born in a family that has a connection with God, you know?
Okay.
And the thing I mean is that we have to do something about it. We have to go through it. We have to walk. Happiness is not going to come to you by your background, you know? This is
okay.
what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
As I have already mentioned, the real sense of happiness is when we define what really makes us happy. Probably, I told you in my dichotomy of happiness from outside, well, you are comparing yourself to be more successful compared to others. We have nothing to do with that. And another form of happiness is within you. I can give it another term, passive versus real happiness. A passive happiness is something that may have a short life. You feel content with your educational success, achievement, like you got a degree, but it doesn't last long, as you mentioned. But when you remain peaceful with you, when you feel like you are bringing yourself to your real identity, when you find yourself, you have discovered yourself. According to my religious background, which cannot be easily elaborated in words, you know, we were raised in a religious family. We cannot simply talk about these basic terms with someone like who is atheist and who probably feels like I'm in a bubble of happiness. It has nothing to do with their feelings because I'm not experiencing that level. However, some people would say that it is better to start from an atheism to reach your monotheism level to understand and to discover God. But above all, I mentioned that when I am knowing myself, when I am in peace with myself, it is the time that I feel a better level of elevation, and that is when I am reaching
in your happiness,
in my exaltation in my spiritual feelings, and that is what this item is taught to me by my religion.
So, of course, there is a deeper meaning for that. And Brother Mehdi, if you have just a short sentence to end and wrap all things up.
It can't be short, so I'm just going to let it go on this note that if we go into the discussion of God himself, then we're going to get off track. So, yeah, basically, there's an idiom in Arabic. It says, تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءُ بِأَضْدَادِهَا. Things are identified by their polar opposites, right? And Allah says, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Right, whoever is away from my remembrance, does not remember me, has got a life of humiliation. So yeah, if you look at that, this is the polar opposite. What is going to be the polar opposite of humiliation is that satisfaction and grace which lies in the remembrance of Allah.
Thank you, dear brothers, for being here with me. I want to end this episode with this beautiful quote from the Holy Quran. And Allah bizikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. You know, only the remembrance of Allah in every moment of your life, no matter you may define it as sad or happy, will help you to maintain your sanity, maintain your happiness, and your inner peace, as you both mentioned. Thank you for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رايزك لتصي دايلايتك once again.